Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion, we spoke about why the grave will squeeze and why the grave will compress the person. We come from the grave, we come from the soil. And the soil is like our mother. So when the mother sees the child after a very long time, depending on how the mother perceives the child, if the mother is happy, it will be a light, warm, loving embrace. The mother is a bit angry, it will be a slight squeeze. And if the mother is very angry, then it will be a very tight squeeze. And that is how we should understand it. We also explained that one form of punishment is that the pain of death will linger for as long as you are in the grave, for as long as you are in Barzakh. Then also, we spoke about the fact that there are various types of punishments and we've been through it, but then after establishing that the punishment of the grave is a reality, we also have to remind ourselves that there are ways of protecting yourself from the punishment of the grave. Ibn Amid Dunya has related that when a man from Medina died and he was buried, someone saw him in a dream as though he was one of the inmates of the fire. And this troubled him greatly. Then after 7 or 8 days, he saw him as though he was one of the companions of paradise. So he asked him, "Did you not say that you were from the inmates of the fire?" He replied, "It was so. But a righteous man was buried amongst us. He interceded for 40 of his neighbors and I was among them." Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Having a pious neighbor in the graveyard can benefit you and can protect you from the punishment of the grave. Another way of protecting yourself from the punishment of the grave is when you receive martyrdom, when you become a shaheed in the path of Allah. Because a shaheed is favored by Allah with multiple qualities. One, he is forgiven as soon as his blood gushes forth. He is shown his position in Jannah. He is adorned with the adornments of Iman. He is married to 72 wives of the Hur al-Ain. He is protected from the torment of the grave and he is saved from the great fear on the day of Qiyamah. On his head is placed the crown of dignity and each of the jewels is better than the world and whatever it contains. And he is allowed to intercede on behalf of 70 of his relatives. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the flashing of swords over his head was a sufficient test and fitna for him. Narration of Nasa'i. So he's got all these privileges, including being safeguarded from the punishment of the grave. Another way of being safeguarded from the punishment of the grave is to stand guard in the way of Allah. Narration of Muslim, standing guard for one day and night is better than fasting the days and praying the nights of an entire month. And if he dies, you know, while standing guard, his good deeds will be his good deeds that he used to do continue to accumulate for him until the day of Qiyamah. He is provided with the provisions from Jannah and he's saved from all trials and tribulations. And in another narration, it is mentioned he's protected from the trial of the grave. Also, those who die because of a disease in the abdomen, they are protected from punishment in the grave. Narration in Tirmidhi, Abdullah bin Yasar radiallahu anhu reports that he was sitting with Sulaiman bin Sard and Khalid bin Arfattah, and they mentioned that a man died from an abdominal disease and they expressed desire to witness his funeral. One of them said to the other, "Did Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam not say whoever is killed by a disease in his abdomen will not be punished in the grave?" And the other one said, "Yes, you spoke the truth." Previously we discussed reciting Suratul Mulk. It's a protector from the torment of the grave. So you don't know whether you'll die from an abdominal disease or whether you'll be a shaheed or whether you'll die whilst guarding your community. That is out of your control. But what is within your control is to read Surah Fatiha. What is within your control is, for example, to make dua for a death on a Friday. Because for any Muslim who dies on the day or night of Jummah, Allah protects him from the trial of the grave. Narration of Imam Tirmidhi that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned. So the greatest thing you can do to protect yourself from the punishment of the grave is to avoid sin, to make tawbah, to do good deeds, and to die as a pious believer. Then you will be protected from the punishment of the grave. Over and above that, you recite your Suratul Mulk, and then over and above that, you make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala should protect you from the punishment of the grave. May Allah protect us all from the punishment of the grave. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.